This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A wave of catalytic converter thefts off cars in Denver is easing. Last year, thousands of the devices were stolen, but authorities report the thefts have dropped more than 90% since. Police say new state and local laws are making it tougher to sell stolen parts, and the market for the precious metals inside has slowed. Other cities across the state have also seen similar drops. An oil and gas company has dropped its plans to expand gas storage tanks across from a Commerce City elementary school. CPR education reporter Jenny Brindine has more.
Magellan Pipeline Company says it doesn't need to add 5 storage tanks to its facility across the street from DuPont Elementary. In a statement, Magellan's parent company, One Oak, says it has withdrawn its application because a customer backed out of a commercial contract. The tanks would have stored reformulated gasoline. Commerce City residents, including the Adams 14 School District, fought the proposal. Families worried the oil and gas storage tanks would put students' health at risk and worsen air pollution. The company says it will meet customer needs through existing infrastructure in the area. Jenny Brendine, CPR News.
Capulin Volcano National Monument in northern New Mexico is celebrating International Observe the Moon Night tomorrow. The day from NASA celebrates lunar science and observation. And though it's an annual celebration, the date changes from year to year to match an optimum phase for moon gazing. Events in Colorado include one at Garden of the Gods, the University of Northern Colorado, and in Boulder through CU. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.